Dear Mrs. Porter, forgive the late notice, but I must leave at once, as I've accepted a position at a school near London where my sister is headmistress. I shall send for me things as soon as possible. Sincerely, Esther Asa Moore. Running out on the rent is more like. She owes me 2 weeks' worth, I'll have you know.
A school where her sister is headmistress? I ask faintly. I've heard that phrase somewhere before, in Mrs. Morris's letter from St. Victoria's, but she was speaking of Miss Macready.
So it would seem,
Mrs. Porter says. Something horrible is fighting to take shape inside me. The paintings, Scotland, Spence, and that seascape is so very familiar, similar to the one from my visions. It could be Wales, I realise, with a growing horror. Every place on Miss Macready's list is represented on these walls. But Miss Macready is the one who taught at all those schools. She was the teacher looking for the girl who could take her into the realms. Unless Miss Macready and Kartik were telling the truth. Unless Miss Moore is not Miss Moore at all.
No sense in waiting for her now, Miss Worthington,
Mrs. Porter says. Yes, I croak. Perhaps I'll just leave a note to go with her things.
Suit yourself, Mrs. Porter says, leaving. You could ask her for the balance, due me. Never got me rent.
Scrounging about, I find a pen and a sheet of stationery and take a deep breath. Not Miss Moore. It can't be. Miss Moore is the one who has believed in me, who first told us about the order, who listened as I told her everything. No. Miss Moore is not Circe, and I shall prove it. I write the words big and bold. Hester Moore. They stare back at me. Anne has already done an anagram for Miss Moore. It yielded nothing but nonsense. I stare at the note. Sincerely, Hester Asa Moore. Asa, the middle name. I cross it out and start again. With trembling fingers, I shift the letters of her name to make something new. S-A-R. At last, I put the remaining letters into place. H-R-E. The room falls away as the name swims before me. Sarah Rees Tomb. Miss Moore is Sarah Rees Tomb. Circe. No, I won't believe it. Miss Moore helped us rescue Anne. She told us to run as she battled Circe's creature. Her creature. And I took her into the realms. I gave her the power. Things come back to me. Miss Moore's keen interest in Miss Macready. How she told us to keep her away from Nell Hawkins. The way the girls in white looked at her in the realms, as if they knew her. When you can see what I see. That is what Nell said. I need to see. I want to know the truth, I say. The vision comes down on me as fiercely as a sudden Indian rain. My arms shake and I fall to my knees with the force of it. Breathe, Gemma. Don't fight it. I can't control it and panic rises in me as I fall hard and fast. Everything stops. There is calm. I know this place. I've seen bits and pieces of it before. The roar of the sea fills my ears. Its spray kisses the jagged cliffs and coats my hair and lips with its misty salt. The ground is cracked and worn, the skin of the rock splintering into thousands of tiny fissures. Up ahead I see the three girls, but they are not ghostly spectres. They are alive, happy and smiling. The wind catches their skirts. They flutter behind them like mother's handkerchiefs. The first girl trips and wobbles, her shrieks turning to laughter when she rights herself. Her laugh bounces round my head like a slow echo.
Come along, Nell.
Nell, I am living this moment as Nell. I am seeing what she saw.
She's coming to give us the power. We shall enter the realms and become sisters of the Order,
the second girl in white yells. She's beaming with the promise of it. I am so slow, I cannot keep up. The girls wave to someone behind me. Here she is. The woman in the green cloak, striding across the broken land. They call to her,
Miss Macready! Miss Macready!
Yes, I'm coming,
she answers. The woman pulls the hood back from her face. But it is not the Miss Macready I have known. It is Miss Moore. And now I understand Miss Moore's shocked expression when we first mentioned that name, her rush to discredit our new teacher. She understood that someone from the Order was hunting her, and I've had it all wrong from the start.
"Will you give us the power?"
the girls call out.
"Yes," Miss Moore says, her voice faltering. "Walk out on the rocks a little farther."